It's a Monday, and that's when we get up to speed on developments and politics on our state capitol report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We'll discuss election integrity in a moment. First, let's get a check on our fall membership campaign that is going strong. I'm here with Ellen Clark. Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here with you.
Good to be here with you, too. And at WPR, it is listener contributions that are the largest source of funding. And your gift keeps the programs you value, including the morning show, on the air. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it is important to make that contribution right now because this hour we have a goal of 20 gifts, and we can do that with your help. These hourly goals are very important. They help us stay on track financially so that we can keep the discussion going strong on the Ideas Network and here on the morning show. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's the thing. You are powerful, more powerful than you realize because... You know, people who listen, you provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. And your donation, it is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
That's exactly right. Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for your entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given before and you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it is time to donate. And when you spend that much time with WPR, that means it's important to you.
And you are important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial participation from people like you, people who care about independent news, conversation, and music. Your gift of, say, $100 or $10 a month or whatever feels right to you really makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Enjoy an extra $250 at the grocery store when you make a gift of any amount for the WPR programs you rely on. Five lucky winners will receive a gift card to their local grocery store. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Grocery Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Ellen Clark, and it's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs that you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know you value your time. We value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. You'll tell us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Yep. Super quick, super
quick
easy,
and easy
to do. Absolutely. And your gift right now, it really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, we're looking for 20 people to join in this hour. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for a $250 grocery gift card. And in fact, you'll have five chances to win. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And all sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you, and you're automatically entered.
How nice. Lindsay in Stevens Point says, I love listening to Larry Mueller and The Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all you do. And Donald in Verona says, I listen every day on my way to work and on my way home. I really appreciate the tone of everything compared to the news on TV and other radio stations.
Oh, Lindsay and Donald, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thanks. It is the State Capitol Report, and you have aligned to state lawmakers. Republicans in Wisconsin have continued to search for voting irregularities and wrongdoing in the 2020 presidential election. With the GOP-ordered investigation by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, do you agree with this probe? What changes do you think should be made to Wisconsin's election laws? Join in, 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls is Majority Caucus Vice Chair and Chair of the Committee on Elections. Senator Bernier, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you led that nearly 2.5-hour tutorial, that informational hearing for lawmakers and their staffers earlier this month about the state's election work. How do you feel after that session?
Oh, pretty darn good. I got lots of feedback, positive, from both sides of the aisle, and that was my goal.
That was your goal. And, you know, certainly one topic addressed, addressed the concerns that people can submit multiple ballots during election. How was this addressed at the hearing?
Someone had said that to me, and numerous comments for the last several months. I understand concerns. Democrats brought up their concerns over and over in regard to Russia hacking our election, and that's how Donald Trump became president. And the same, comments on the other side of the aisle for this previous election. And ballot stuffing was one of them, and we addressed it. I talked about how each ballot is initialed either by the clerk or two poll workers, and in order to stuff the ballots into a machine, you would have to have no one looking. And so I just wanted to clarify, nothing's perfect. There are ways to try to get around the system, but I think the 47 intrastate and 346, I think the number was, don't quote me on that, of interstate potential voter fraud issues have been uncovered through the ERIC system. So some people try to cheat, but overall, there's a lot of checks and balances in place that a lot of people don't understand or know about.
Well, checks and balances, you know, the results were upheld after recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties and through a bunch of state and federal lawsuits filed by Trump and his supporters. What are these challenges ultimately doing to the state of democracy?
Well, that is our democracy. We have a right to challenge results and to check them out. We've had recounts in 2016 statewide by a Green Party candidate. We had statewide recount during the Justice Supreme Court. So that is our democracy, and it's what you have a right to do and ask for.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss authorized an investigation into the 2020 election, hired former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to lead it. Is Voss's probe warranted?
Well, with the concerns of the electoral process and the integrity of our election, it is warranted to provide full, factual, transparent information about the electoral process. You know, back in 2016, and I was a part of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission Board of Advisors, along with Megan Wolf. We had NCSL training. The federal government put in billions of dollars for cybersecurity. Whether that was warranted or not is a whole other discussion, but the fact of the matter is when the accusations were made about our electoral process, the federal government did all sorts of things and provided all sorts of money to make sure that we have good cybersecurity. So the fact of the matter is everyone, when our electoral system is called into question, we react. And I think that was Speaker Voss's way of trying to get an individual on the Republican side of the aisle to delve into the details. But the fact of the matter is we've got, you know, former Justice Gableman looking into various aspects of the electoral process, but we have the very independent Legislative Audit Bureau, who are forensic auditors, who do provide us very detailed, prosecutable information, and I'm awaiting their information, and we'll see what their report states.
They're compiling a separate report. Yeah, let's go to Gary in Boscobel. Gary, hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm really upset about the cost to us taxpayers for this foolishness on the Republicans' part to challenge these verified, accurate, and legal votes. And I'm especially concerned compared to what's going on in Arizona, where these people have taken over 6 months to count the recount these ballots. And I'm wondering, how can we force Voss and the rest of these crazies here in Wisconsin that are such cultists?
All right, Gary, I want to address that with Senator Bernier. Upwards of $680,000 for this investigation paid by taxpayers. Go ahead.
Well, in 2016, our federal government spent billions of dollars to assure our election integrity, and that was Speaker Voss's decision to make, and I'm not going to second-guess that. If he feels that this will bring an end or a solution or factual information to the forefront to prove one way or the other, then I guess it's money well spent, because when people don't trust their government, your caller has his mind made up, and that's fine, but other people do not.
About
50% of Wisconsinites do not.
We have State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls, chairs the Senate Committee on Elections, Election Process Reform, and Ethics. We'll pick this up. There's more Stay Cap ahead here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are talking with the State Senate's Election Committee head. Now let's talk about our fall membership campaign that's in full swing at WPR. I'm here with Ellen Clark, and your gift right now is so important. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. You keep the morning show and all the shows you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 18 more people to join in this hour to meet our hourly goal. When you give, you fund the morning show and all the other WPR programs you count on. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, on the morning show, you hear policymakers, and you have a line to your state lawmakers answering questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics.
Like today on Mondays during the State Capitol Report, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the Supreme Court. You hear directly from your lawmakers. And we also bring you hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time.
Covering so much ground every week, and you're a part of that as a listener, as a caller, and a contributor. Mm-hmm. So support this valuable service of information and access to great guests with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've probably heard about our monthly giving program. It's really popular. Nearly half of our members are now sustainers. It's really easy to become a sustainer, too. All you have to do is set up automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
And in addition to funding the programs you love, here's another reason to sign up for ongoing monthly gifts. Sustainers are automatically entered in the drawing for a $250 grocery gift card, and you'll have 5 chances to win. So start your ongoing monthly gifts right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Show off your support for the programs you love with the new WPR baseball cap. This tan-colored adjustable hat complements all styles. How would you rock the WPR baseball cap?
Oh, there's nothing that doesn't work with a baseball cap. If you can't wear a baseball cap with it, I don't want it in my closet. That's it.
I would wear it with an evening gown to a formal occasion just to shock people into discussing Wisconsin Public Radio.
You could also wear it inside at night. You know, maybe turn it around backwards so you look real cool at the bar or at home with your family.
The WPR baseball cap will be your new favorite accessory. Ask for yours now when you give $10 a month or more. Here's how.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Ellen Clark. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Still looking for 18 more people to join in this hour. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and provide reliable support for the programs that you love.
That's right. And we thank Sarah in Monticello. She says, "You keep me informed and entertained on my drive to and from work every day. Thank you, WPR." And Peter in Wales says, "I like you guys."
Well, we like you too.
We like you too.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. It's a state capitol report. We're looking at toughening requirements for voting absentee and election bills that were passed by Republicans in the legislature, vetoed by Governor Evers last month. What voting rights protections do you want to see at the state level? What changes to the voting system would improve security in the vote? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Kathy Bernier is a Republican state senator from Chippewa Falls, and she stays with us. You know, the last time we spoke in March about 10 proposed election bills introduced by Republicans, Governor Evers vetoed six of them. What do you think the impact of these bills has been? Because we have seen Republican lawmakers straight across the country introducing these types of bills.
Well, we have to reevaluate our electoral system periodically, and it's not something new. The Wisconsin Election Commission director meets with me frequently. The Ethics Commission director meets with me frequently to say the Election Commission or the Ethics Commission needs direction on this or needs direction on that. They have been maybe setting a policy, but there's not a legislative support for that. So the Election Commission has come to me in regard to we need statutory direction on drop boxes. We need statutory direction on special voting deputies that are now not allowed to go into the facility. And as a matter of fact, their latest recommendation is that special voting deputies have an exemption from being left out of the nursing homes and that they would be an essential visitor. And so we react to the recommendations from the Election Commission, and many of the pieces of legislation, not all, but several of them, had to do with the pandemic. We didn't account for that. We didn't account for drop boxes. It's not in our statutes. So that is why many of the proposals had to go forward and onto Governor Evers' desk.
How do you feel about absentee ballot drop boxes? Should they be banned?
No, most people don't want them banned. It gives them a level of security in regard to dropping their ballot into the box after hours if they can't get it to the clerk. We've noted as of late that the U.S. Postal Service can be a little iffy So it gives them a sense of security that their ballot actually ended up there. But the fact of the matter is we had to have guardrails for those drop boxes and where they can be and how they need to be monitored, when they need to be, the ballots need to be picked up. The deadline for putting them in the drop boxes. So if the polls close at 8 p.m., you drop your ballot into a drop box at 7, it's likely not going to count. So we need to make sure everybody knows all of the rules behind what the drop box is, their purpose.
Well, very quickly, let's go to Andrew in Waukesha. Andrew, hi.
Hi there. I just wanted to call and kind of give voice of support to what your guest was saying about whenever there's integrity of elections in question, that those allegations have to be investigated, whether it's right or left. This should be something that's a bipartisan issue that has support, because if people don't have faith in the electoral process, then there's always going to be questions about the outcomes of elections. And And generally, when people
I'm sorry, we are out of time. And State Senator Bernier, bipartisan investigations work.
Yes, they do. And that's our goal. It's why I'm out educating people on the electoral process, to bring around confidence where we can and address concerns through the legislative process. So that is our job as legislators, and I think everybody needs to get on board with taking a look at our electoral system, because most people don't
know. And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us here on the Ideas Network.